think everybody got all day for this.
First of all, when you called me, I was at the gym. Second of all, Sarah wasn't even home. What you
No, mean? Listen, you do the gym in the morning or something. What the all right, get that home? Organized. Hey, no. 7:30, we should be on this doing this.
If Sarah's not there, she misses it. Hey, man, we're going to let you run it. We're going to let you run this episode.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, listen.
You went to the concert and everything.
I'm going
to
introduce you. Yeah. Hey,
I'm beefing with y'all.
Welcome back to Manny Fontaine Studio Flow about a week ago.
I got a diss track ready for y'all.
I'm a co-host, John Robinson.
I'm going to smoke both y'all, and I ain't going to
apologize. Co-host Sarah J is here. And here's the host with the most, Manny Fontaine. Yeah, hold on, man.
Yeah. That sounds like rain. No, go ahead, man. Get your shit off.
No, we good. That was a real thing. We know you ready to go.
No, I'm ready to go, but I mean, there's so much to talk about. I know you got the outline.
Nope. I know. No need for this.
Yo, John got the synopsis. That's what you said.
Yeah, he always has a syllabus. What's going on?
I said, let Manny Fontaine go ahead and run this one.
Okay, how do you start?
Go ahead.
Okay. We can start. Where do we start?
I think this is a crazy ass weekend. This weekend was so busy and so packed. We might not get to Coachella. It would be like if some things happened at Coachella. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, that's true.
But it ain't that important.
We could just hit the highlights for like R&B and rap.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. But when it started with we still don't trust you.
We still don't trust you.
Yeah, that was a great hook. the first song was pretty good. That first song was pretty good. It was hypnotizing.
A little 85. The little
beat was like, we still don't trust you. I was like, okay. All right. Let's go with this. Before we get too far in, let me give y'all my quick thoughts. And when I tell y'all these are quick thoughts. I think the first one's better than the second one. I think the second one is way too long. It was giving me Future versus it was
Hendrix, right?
Yeah, it was Future Hendrix. Remember, it was a double CD.
One of those CDs
was him rapping. The other one was him singing. This is him singing because he was going off.
I hate to say this, but people be acting like Future singing is the shit. And I'm like, yo, that shit is trash. I wish he would give the songs to somebody else. I guarantee you, if somebody else was singing these songs, they'd probably sound so much better.
Yes.
I will.
There's a run on here. Hold up. There's a run from when you get to Right For You. It don't stop until it gets to like Red Leather when J. Cole show back up. It goes from track 11 all the way to track 17. When he got to One Big Family, I said, this is like my collection. You talked about having a bunch of women before. I've heard this before. Yeah. It was on the same thing. So,
which one was the one that they sampled
the Isley Brothers? Was that the one?
That was, I didn't like it.
I like the sample. I was like, how much is this?
I like the sample.
I said, how expensive is
this
album?
And I thought it could have been great. Yeah, no, because first of all, Metro Boomin was doing his thing. Like, honestly, if you had the instrumentals of this and somebody else did something with it, I would like to see it. But Future, really, he only has one bag. Talk about bitches and talk about he don't care about nobody. That's it. He don't care about nobody, he got a lot of bitches. That's the only bag he has.
So, we good. Sarah, you got any thoughts on this before we get into the disses on this album?
I thought the intro was cool. They got a video out for that. Of course, they grabbed their boy The Weeknd. But man, I thought it was just going to be nothing but like just straight rapping. And Future gave me R&B for like 16 out of 20 of the fucking songs.
Yeah, it was
songs.
Way too much. Yeah,
and I was just sitting there like, man, when are we going to get to the Firework Factory?
Because
I wanted to hear a rap album. And that's just not what it was giving me.
Here's the wild part about it. When it starts happening, I was like, all right, that's cool. You know, I love bad bitches. Amazing. All to myself. Nice like this. Came to the party. Then I said, wait, he's still going? Remember Boondocks? Like, they still kissing. I said, he's still singing?
Yep.
God, dog. Let's get J. Cole out the way. Let's get J. Cole out the way. Red Leather. It was where he's talking about being faithful and this shorty talking all nasty to him or whatever. Oh, here's what I got from it.
Here's the old song.
Yeah. We Don't Trust You was Drake. We Still Don't Trust You is about women. Because this album is all about women, right? So everybody was like, man, he switched sides. Here's one thing I can speculate. He had that verse done before the apology. One, he cleared it recently, though. So I guess that's one thing. But other than that, I was like, all right, I don't care about that verse. The Weeknd dissed Drake on All to Myself, where he was talking about how he's glad he never signed his life away. He said, they could never diss my brothers. When they got leaks in the operation, I thank God that I never signed my life away, and we never do the big talk. They shoot us making TikToks, got us laughing in the Lambo.
I like when we just said that. Yeah. And I like that because people was like, well, if you look at it, if he was tying with Drake, what would he be? Party is not like nowhere near a Weeknd. And I'm like, and Drake is not, he like Michael Jordan, right? He's a good player, but he's not a great coach. Like, you're not that.
He's
like,
a good GM. He's like Kwame Brown, man.
You know, so that's where the funniness comes. Man, everybody is jumping Drake. They are beating his ass.
So the next one was ASAP Rocky on Show of Hands. And he was like, niggas and their feelings over women. What, you heard of something? I smashed before you birthed son. Flacco hit it first, son. And that's too... Obviously, that's not talking about Rihanna. That's talking about Sophie Knows. Yeah.
But who gives a fuck about that, though? I was like, first of all, ASAP Rocky could have came way better. I like that he came, but I don't like the way, what he was trying to get at. Drake has told us before that he didn't care about this woman in the beginning, so it doesn't really...
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to hurt feelings. It's not like...
I don't know why he said that. The woman literally lives in his house. He literally moved that woman over to the United States or to Canada.
Oh, well, she be keeping a low profile.
I guess. But it just was kind of ASAP Rocky, you know, you haven't rapped in so long. Now you come out.
Yeah, he did.
He could have came way harder.
We didn't talk about the song he had with Doja Cat the week before, called Urge. It was cool. It was cool.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And that was it. You know, that was the Friday night. Then Saturday hit.
We really got to get into Saturday.
Saturday was so wild.
Thank God I was off. I had to dissect a lot.
So Saturday, a track starts leaking called Push Ups. And for the first, what y'all want to say, hour or so, people couldn't tell if it was real or if it's AI. What was that an indication of? Was that an indication?
That's an indication of Drake's music.
Yeah. To me, that's an indication of this trash.
Part of the problem was that when the song leaked, like the moment it leaked, in the beginning, the track kind of skipped. So it sounded like it was blended together and it was like AI. So people are like, nah, that track kind of skipped or went out in the beginning for some reason. Like, it didn't sound like quality.
It felt like it wasn't mixed, yeah.
Yeah, it didn't sound like quality when it dropped.
Yeah, and there's two versions of it, too. There's a better CDQ version, and there's a version where Lil' Kim saying, get money in the background from that one really sounds cheap, and I guess he didn't clear that, so that's why you don't get that version yet.
But then people found out that it was real. Because when people started posting it, like on YouTube
doing reaction videos, they got takedowns from OVO.
It got copyrighted.
Yep.
So that's how they started finding out it was real. And then you got people who listen to DJ Academics.
Victory in the background.
That what?
Is that what? In the background?
It has a victory that victory sound like in the background, like the beat sounds like it has a little bit of like victory in it to me. Did you not hear it? Maybe I'm tripping.
Let me see. I'm gonna play a little bit of it. See
what that victory.
What song you thinking about?
That's a Biggie song.
Oh, What's Beef?
What you're thinking about. There we go.
That's what you're thinking about.
Yeah. And I was like, if you're gonna do that, you should just do the beat. You should have just did it.
You're right. You should have. Okay, let's get into this diss. Oh, well, another thing that confirmed it was, I don't know if you saw this clip, Manny Fontaine and Rory and Maul were talking about it before the song came out. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah, he said
people going to start doing push-ups and blah, blah. So there's like a little clip of them. So they was like, okay, this song is real. Sarah, let's start with you. I know Manny Fontaine going to go. Sarah, what did you think of Drake's push-ups where he's giving everybody a little bit of something.
I'm going to tell you exactly what I thought and what I knew was going to happen. Drake came out. He did this. And what did I tell y'all last week? I said Drake is going to diss people by saying how much money he has and how much of a top artist he is. And that's exactly what he did.
Yeah, I think that's
how do you feel about it, though? Were you like, it's hot? You want
to
play it again?
I'll listen to it again just to hear, like, the dissection and everything. The timing is just wild. Like, how wild is it? I mean, he actually dissed, like, five people in this song, right?
Yeah, but there's some people that he didn't need to talk about, though.
ASAP Rocky.
Rick Ross.
Kendrick Lamar. Rick Ross. Weeknd.
Metro Boomin.
Ja Morant.
Oh, yeah. Catch it strays.
Oh, yeah. What do you say?
But it was about because they had dated. Remember the girl he had took to Dodger Stadium?
Yeah, yeah.
Ja Morant dated her, too. And so he threw some shots in.
Remember her kid was like the top high school basketball player?
He plays for Charlotte now. I was like, this is.
Oh, okay.
I was like, thanks, Mom. Thanks. This is what I needed. But, I know you're cute, but we got to deal with this.
The timing is just impeccable. What are the chances that he disses Rick Ross, right? Right? Yep. Rick Ross drops a diss.
Sarah, we're going too far. Pause.
Okay.
We're not there yet. Smitty
Jermaine,
Fontaine.
Don't say nothing. We just talk about the Drake diss right now.
Yeah. We can get to
the Drake diss here. Yes. I did not like it, but I did not like hate it. It was just, it had some good lines where I was like, oh, that's clever.
Drake wrote this?
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Listen, if he got a ghostwriter, his ghostwriter stay in the pocket. Whoever's ghostwriter for Dr. Dre, just know Dr. Dre style. It'd never be like, oh my God, I can't believe.
Because he does have ghostwriter, but he knows that. He'll miss that. I mean, listen. But I felt like he focused on too many people when you shouldn't gave them niggas any bars. Some people shouldn't get, ASAP Rocky shouldn't got no bars. If he should have got half a bar, maybe, like, you know, like you could make fun of ASAP Rocky real fast, you know. You know, like call him a babysitter.
I think he would
like
go
that.
The same route he did with Meek and Nicki Minaj. Like, is that your girl's tour, your world tour? Just basically like you step in and you dating Oprah.
He could have easily did that real fast and got that out the way, and then. But I think on this song, you should have focused on Kendrick first. And then maybe did another song about, or took the last three lines to talk about these weak ass niggas.
Same thing that Jay-Z did on Takeover.
You could have made a Weeknd Rick Ross line all in one good sentence.
Sarah, what did Jay-Z
say? And I would have been like, that's cold.
What
did Jay-Z say on Takeover? To the rest of y'all niggas throwing shots at Jigga, you get half a bar. Fuck y'all niggas.
Yeah, you only get half a bar. Fuck y'all niggas.
Yesterday, when I was exercising, working out, I had Manny Fontaine in my head, and I was like, yo, I want to listen to that Beanie Siegel diss track. That's where I started. Went to Beanie Siegel, listened to Jada Kiss. I was even listening to Prodigy. I never heard, I had Prodigy disses.
Siegel, best disser alive.
Yeah, I had Prodigy.
Things to be said.
We said that last week for Prodigy.
I know, again and again and again.
Prodigy's diss to Jay-Z, a couple of the Nas's, and I went back to listen to the Duppy freestyle. Because I think that's actually where I started. I went with Duppy, then I went to Story of Adidon. And something stuck out to me. Drake did the same thing on the Duppy freestyle. I mean, that's the Duppy towards Pusha T that he did to Kendrick. One was not all the focus on Pusha T. That's why Pusha T came back in Story of Adidon like, I'm selfish. I want all the curses, all the for the verses. Like, don't talk about him. We talking about me. Two, he tried to tell you that Pusha T, you're not even top five in your crew. So he does it again with Kendrick. It was like SZA got you wiped down. Travis got you wiped down. Savage. And he's like, okay, all right. And then he also did, you don't have money, the money I got. And I think it really points out Drake's disadvantage here. Because when Kendrick came, I'll spoiler alert, guys. Like That Still Hardest. Still Harder. Like That. That one verse is better than this one song.
Yes.
Okay. When Kendrick came, he just said, I'm a better rapper than you. He already said there's a lot of goofies with a check. So then your goofy ass turn around and bring up your check.
Yeah.
That didn't make you, were you listening?
Called it.
So yeah. You gotta, he said, I'm a better rapper than you. I thought it was clever. What's a prince to a king, a son, nigga. But I was like, that's good.
I did like that line too.
But Prince's name is Prince. And Michael Jackson was the king of pop. So you just kind of, I get what you were doing, but it wasn't like was shocking or anything like that. Here's what Drake, and also what Drake did in that Duppy freestyle. I'm going to make it rain on you like Virginia Williams. Then he brings up Kendrick's girlfriend, wife, I don't know, his partner. Why you do this? Why do you do this? He did it when he was talking about, I'll be around bodyguards like Whitney. Obviously, you think about Whitney Houston, but Whitney is also the mother of Kendrick's kids.
Possibly his wife. We still don't
know.
Yeah,
we don't know that part. But why? Why do you keep playing with these women? Like, leave that part alone.
Which is, you're lying, though, probably, though. Which is the worst part about it, because if it was stated, you would have been pulled that out. There's no way. Drake has been so sloppy. He tells us everybody he messed with. He tells us who he would have been let that out the hat.
I think it was just like, I'm just bringing up your wife. But here's the thing. I think Drake has issues, right? I think when you become a serial go-behinder is what it feels like a lot of these Drake beefs be about. I don't think the Kendrick one, obviously, is that one. But feel like I can pull her. It's either you are fascinated with that man, you're obsessed with the guy, or you have insecurity about yourself as far as, if he can bag her, I know I can bag her. Why do you need to do this?
In the world. Yeah, in the universe, yeah.
I think it's funny that he brought up the deal that Kendrick Lamar supposedly signed to with Top Dog.
That was another
Pusha T did the same thing to him.
Thank you for bringing that up. So yeah, so that's why it's called 50, because allegedly Kendrick's deal with when he was with TDE, he lost 50% of his splits. And I said, but Pusha T used that, the pie, the M divide different when Birdman cuts the pie or divide the pie. I forgot how the line goes.
Yeah.
Wasn't even just a diss to Drake. It was a diss to Lil Wayne, too.
Yes, he does it on Exodus. Mm-hmm. He said, you signed to one nigga to sign to another nigga. So we know what this is. So I was like, why did you use that?
I did advantage? Like the drop and give me 52. I like that, too. That was funny.
I think it's clever.
You can kind of box it. Yes. Drop and give me 50.
And that's exactly what he should have did, though, right? The way you said it right there, he should have made it
Because isn't that a song? It's a song, though. That happened like in the early 2000s where somebody used that drop and give me 50. I forgot who did it. So,
but it's just like, I was like, well, I wish he would have jumped into that more, because it would have, it needed to be, because the thing about like that is like a, man, they playing it on everything. We're going to hear it through the NBA.
I literally heard that song on the radio right now.
Oh.
It's everywhere. It's on every commercial. It's on UFC fights. Now, if you get beat up, you're going to get that song on the background of it. Like, it's on everything.
Here's another part, though, that bothered me with Drake. I was trying to figure out what Drake's angle was. I shouldn't even say it bothered me. When he talked about Kendrick's pop features, he's like, Maroon 5 need a verse, you better make it witty. Then we need a verse for the Swifties. Top say drop, you better drop and give me 50. I was like, were you trying to... do y'all think Drake was trying to say, you not as hard as you supposed to, you say you are? But I'm like, Drake, you dabble in the pop world more than any other rapper. So I don't understand.
Hello, quiet as it kept. Drake is a pop star.
I said, I don't understand this angle there.
He doesn't have an angle, though. You're going up against somebody that you can't really.
You can't out-rap. That's what you're trying to do. Right now, you got to out-rap this dude.
And you can't out-gangster him.
Yeah, that bothered me, too.
And Kendrick doesn't care about hoes, so you can't go to hoes.
No.
So you really have nothing to stand on. That's the.
But calling him short and he have a size 7 shoe.
This is the greatest point you make, John, because he has nothing to go on. But, like, because everything he likes to talk about, he can't talk about.
No, it doesn't
Money,
work with
hoes.
Yeah. What was the other? Damn it. I was going somewhere with the pop stuff. There was something else in here. I'm trying to look at these little lyrics. Size 7 shoe. We talked about that. Swifty.
Plot twist.
No.
Kendrick Lamar is 8.5 to 9.
How you know this?
Because somebody, he went sneaker shopping one time.
Oh. Okay. When Jermaine, you brought it up. When you was like, you came out gangster on. He was like, I get more love in the city than you do. I was like, that's a lie. He's from Compton. He's from South Central. I was like, there's no way. Those dudes love you more. Don't let the game gas you up. Yeah. That's not a thing.
Where is the game? Has he
said I've been asking. Guess what?
Didn't I tell y'all to let that sleeping dog lie?
Y'all want to know all this dude on my way to work today?
What?
300 bars. Oh, man, that shit was gorgeous.
They're amazing. He killed that.
That was 11 minutes. It took half my trip.
Another great dissonant that like people don't really.
Yeah, that 300 bars.
He hard.
He was going to a lot of people on that. Memphis Bleek, Olive G Unit, Olivia. So whoever wanted it was getting it. Let's get the future thing was basically I gave you your first hit. I agree with Manny Fontaine with there was too many people you was trying to get at because he was like, you pussies can't get booked outside of America for Nan. And I was like, well, that's for maybe Future and Rick Ross. It's not for The Weeknd and Kendrick. They've done worldwide tours. So I was like,
somebody's just said, focus.
Yes.
You're focusing on too much. Like this, we're basically saying, Drake, you're losing this battle and you don't have to. You are Thanos. Thanos can win. He just got to be quicker to the draw. You got to be quicker to the draw. Like, you talk about too much other shit that don't nobody care about, truthfully.
The Weeknd
addressing too much shit. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, he was like, y'all nigga manager was Chubb's little blunt runner, claimed the sex and you boys ain't even come from it. And when you boys got rich, you had to run from it. Cash blowing Abel's bread out here tricking. Shit we do for bitches, he doing for niggas. In the parentheses, what the fuck? So is he like, you gay? Was that the what the fuck part? I was like, well, okay.
Yeah.
And then Jess whips chains, wicked. I love the wicked, wicked, wicked part. Then I think that's it for what's the name? And then he was like, I gave all y'all number one hits. I was like, all right, I don't know if y'all, do y'all know the story of Problems? And I forgot where I heard this recently. I forgot what I was listening to. So ASAP Rocky song, right? Originally, from what I heard or what I read or listened to, I can't remember. Anyway, it was supposed to be on Good Kid, M.A.A.d City. But Kendrick didn't feel like it fit the album. So that's why it got to ASAP Rocky and that's why they were all on the song. So I was like, okay, but you didn't give Kendrick his number one hit. You didn't give Weeknd number one hit. He kind of wrote, the rumor was you took some of his shit for Take Care. So that was your best album.
Number one hit. No, so that really worked for him.
No. I mean, unless he's talking about to J. Cole. Because he said, I don't care what Cole say. I know y'all don't have the answer to this. I would love to ask Drake. When you said, you know, that last shit was weak as fuck. You know, that dot shit was weak as fuck. He said, I don't care what Cole think. On what standard are we saying, because maybe, listen, Drake is a different breed. I always say that I don't think Drake has ever been in relationships like that. He's surface level. The Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers is a deep ass album. You could tell it's a lot of self-reflection, a lot of growth, a lot of like, hey, I'm not who I used to be anymore. I think Drake still wants to be who he used to be when he came into this game. Is it weak on that standpoint, or is it weak on like it didn't sell as much?
I don't understand that angle either because it made a pretty impressive tour.
Yes, that Drake had to pass. Drake passed the tour when he went with 21 Savage because that was the number one hip-hop tour. So I'm like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Y'all got to stop saying his albums aren't good just because you don't like it. All right. We ready for Rick Ross time now?
Yeah, let's get into it, baby.
So I might take your latest girl and cuff her like I'm Ricky. Can't believe he jumping in. This nigga turning 50. Every song that made it on the chart he got from Drizzy. I rebuke that because Hustlin' was on the chart. Blowing Money Fast was on the chart. And then MC Hammer was on the chart. So we can't do that. Spend that little check you got to stay up on my business. Nigga, shout out to the Hooper that be busting out the gritty. We know why you mad. I ain't even tripping. And he stops there. I think Diddy was going to rhyme with gritty. So he don't say that word. All that little heartbroken Twitter shit for the bitches. Here's what I think he reaches with this one. All Rick Ross did was ride around to it. Did he deserve bars for this shit? I'm like, fuck all that.
It seems like they've had beef for a while. Rick Ross' baby mama said a couple months ago that Rick Ross is jealous or doesn't like Drake anyway. So I don't know what's going on. Maybe Rick Ross mad because Drake didn't take him on tour.
Rick Ross might be upset the same reason they was rumored the Future was upset that Drake did the album with 21 Savage. And him and Rick Ross should have did the album.
But that's what I'm saying, which would have led to a tour.
Yeah. You're right.
And 21 Savage couldn't even go to all the states or countries for a little bit.
It took a while for him to get a green card.
And he still said, man, I'll do a tour with you. We can't go to, you can't come to Canada, but I'll do a tour with you.
They missed their butt. They missed the beat when that Rick Ross and Drake album. But now it would be too late. Even if
they did miss their moment.
It's too late. Yeah,
it should have happened.
So we gonna get into Rick Ross or what?
You want to? Are we done with all this? I mean, he says what he got DJ Academics on here. This is how the game changed, y'all. DJ Academics premiered. Yeah, he said, "What top five you spoken on Kendrick?" And DJ Academics premiered this. He was streaming when he did that. So before we get to Rick, Kendrick, should he go old school and give it to Funkmaster Flex? Should it be a DJ on the West Coast that premieres this? L.A. Leakers. I know there's only one now. They don't do shit. How do you drop this on the world? What was your response? Your strategy?
I would love him to just L.A. Leakers. That'd be dope. L.A. Leakers would be amazing if he went up there and did it.
Oh my goodness! Just throw some bars out there. I like that. I would like
just
that.
Just told him to put on some beats and start ripping them. Oh man, old school.
Oh, we didn't talk about Metro Boomin. He was like, "Metro, make some drums. Get back to fucking making drums."
Yeah, I like that. I like that. He kept that real simple. Just one little line.
Yeah, kind of like how I was telling Sarah, Ice Cube did that to Dr. Dre on No Vaseline. Like, get back to making beats. Like, get out of here. Yeah. So Rick Ross had a speedy response. It's called Champagne Moment.
He had that
moments.
In the cut.
Yeah.
Because before you get into it, I don't know how impressed you were by the fact that he released this basically on the fucking jet coming to Aurora.
I told y'all we should have. I said, let's.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
I told y'all, let's go. Y'all was, no, I ain't going to see no Rick Ross out here.
It was too bright in there. I seen some of the clips. It was way too bright. He had the Drake hoodie on. And now, Sarah, go ahead and say what you were saying before this even happened about Rick Ross's set list.
Okay, so basically I made this comment and then John had to come in and respectively correct me. I was like, dude, what hits does Rick Ross have to perform that doesn't involve a feature?
Yeah, and I brought up a few tracks.
And John brought up a few tracks, but he said those songs that, you know, you're thinking about, he'll just do his verse because he was able to carry a verses. And I was like,
he did a verse with 2 Chainz.
I was like, that's fucking bullshit. Like, Rick Ross doesn't have enough hits on his own. John named 3 where he was basically by himself. Every other Rick Ross hit has had a feature on it.
But no, it wasn't that. It was when I was like, I threw out Hustling.
I threw out BMF.
And when I threw out BMF, I said, no disrespect to Styles P, the Ghost. I don't care about his verse on there. That's what I was saying. I was like, I don't care about his verse on that song.
But you said MC Hammer, too.
That's Gucci, man. I don't care about his verse either.
See? But no. Look at that. So what hits does he have by himself?
But those are his songs, though. It's not like he's featured on there. It's like he carried those songs.
But this is my thing, though.
I'm not a star.
This is my
Somebody
thing.
Lied.
This is my thing. This is my thing. He literally. We'll get into what Drake said about him. That shit just made me laugh. That was hilarious. I don't even know if that was a real interaction between Drake and his mom, but it is what it is. Rick Ross just did a venue at a bar in small town Aurora. Okay.
There's a quarter million people here. He said he's working there, he's doing proms.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
he said Rick Ross mad because he hungry because he on Manjaro.
Yeah. So let's hear. He was texting his mom. His mom was like, I can't believe you would get a nose job without me. He said, I would have got us a 2-for-1 deal. If I went, Ma, it's coming from Rick Ross, the guy I did songs with. He's gone loopy off the Manjaro. He hasn't eaten in days, and it's turned him angry and racist. He's performing at proms for money. It's bad. Don't worry. We'll handle it.
That fat joke wasn't needed.
Here's what we said about Rick Ross.
Dang, Jermaine is like the fat joke was not needed.
All right, first of all, let's real quick, because we have not talked about this damn song. I think the song is okay. the afterwards is better. The him using the clip of Drake's bigging him up, him saying, you got your nose done and your abs sculpted. The abs sculpted thing has been around forever. I never heard about him being his nose done, but okay. Yeah.
Then they started doing comparison pictures online.
Calling him a white boy. Listen, it's Sting.
Yeah, he's funny.
It stings.
Rick Ross is funny.
It'd be better if we had those pictures. Not pictures, but there was evidence of like a studio session. You'd be like, Drake, don't look comfortable here. You know, like what's going on? But
Rick Ross is just a distraction. That's it. I mean, it's a funny one.
Mm-hmm.
But the song was funny, but it doesn't. First of all, Rick Ross, you're not in that competitive state no more with hip hop like that. We don't. Actually, you were exiting the stage left. You were really going out. You should really just stay to be a businessman. If anything, you're proving them right because you are doing like local things and stuff like
that. Well, Ross said he got more money than Drake.
I believe it. He owns businesses.
I believe he does, yeah. He got a whole fucking...
That's what people was shocked about. Thing. And I was like, well, we know his house is ridiculous. They shot Coming to America there. We know he got a bunch of Wingstop franchises.
He hosts that car show every year, and that's successful.
Yeah, I was like, I don't even... As big as Drake is, how come Drake don't really have sponsorships? Like, we like know of. You know, we know Kim and the Kardashians were doing tons of them on IG.
Well, don't forget, Pusha T kind of fucked up, his Adidas or Nike deal?
He does have a Nike deal. That's right. He does have a Nike deal.
Which is cool. I mean, all that's fine. I mean, you got to find another way. You got to have multiple streams of income. Because if your album don't sell, it don't sell, you know? But, which is kind of funny because we just watched that video on YouTube about the white people who were trying to do rap.
Oh, and culture vultures.
Yeah, and how old girl was in debt to the record label for like $800,000.
Oh, Krayshawn. Yeah, I don't know why Sony gave her all that money for that. Gucci, Louis, Prada, Fendi, whatever that song was.
But anyways, so it's very possible that Rick Ross could have more money than Drake. It's not impossible.
Yeah, it's not. It's more than people thought of. I'm like...
Fact that Rick Ross hasn't had an album in a while, I mean, it makes sense. He doesn't need that for money. And I ain't even the biggest Rick Ross fan because his album got tired to me. I was like, what the fuck is this? Yeah, I'm over this.
Yeah.
Because Quiet as his cap, don't him and Drake rap about the same thing? Money and bitches?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a different style.
Money, cars, and clothes, all the nigga knows.
I remember when DMX said all he talked about is food.
Who said that?
DMX.
DMX said, he was on the Breakfast Club.
Rick Ross, all he talks about is food?
He said, man. He said, Rick Ross, all he talks about is how much food. Money he got, how much food he eat. Like, how much food can you eat? It was the same interview where he dissed Drake.
Biggie, yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, I don't like Drake. I don't like nothing about him. I don't like his face. Yeah. I don't like his style.
Why nobody use that in their clip?
They should.
I know DMX like cleared a sample for him, so they would probably he was over it. But yo, you right. I don't know how nobody has used that, but
you make the diss record. You use it.
Go ahead. I think Doug got bars. Go ahead.
Oh, all right. Stay black. Who is this guy?
Just jumping in. It'll just be like Simba.
Send it to Metro Boomin.
Oh, I was happy that Simba sent.
I was happy he did it too, but at the same time, J. Cole could eat him up real quickly. Just real, he could, he's not gonna say anything, but he could eat.
Let me see if I can play this Simba. So Simba was on is it gonna play right away? Yeah, hold up, pause it. Simba the rapper. It was his birthday the other day. He sent some shots at J. Cole. We knew this was gonna happen. Play a little bit of it.
They say I need a song with so and so, I'm not surprised. But every time I send a verse, these niggas petrified. It's time to kill the rap game for a second time. I'm doing drive-bys in a Tesla, that's an electric slide. I look the devil dead in his eyes like I ain't scared to die. But damn sure ain't scared to go to war with a friend of mine. Pushing through sunset, lighting up with the top down. Barbershop convos about who sit at the top now. The big three fucked up, Cole gave up his spot now. Can't say you top five if you scared to be hostile. I remember feeling your pain when you let Nas down. But you done let Vaz down and Kaz down. You done let the squad down. Can't say you the GOAT if you ain't popping it. We ain't trying to hear all them apologies. Dot told you niggas that he usually homeboys with who he rhyming with. But this is hip-hop and you niggas should know what time it is.
I like that. Yeah, he went hard. He went hard.
It wasn't that serious, man.
It gets screwed over though.
So
I
then,
I wish Boz and Kaz like dissed Drake.
I thought,
I mean, Kendrick. I wish they would all like in JID. I wish they would have did like some.
How when Jay-Z bought State Property and they was it was all good just a week ago. Now you mad at Bleak and Hole because they repo your vehicle.
They should have went hard. Some of them lines in there.
Speaking of J. Cole, he has taken 7 Minute Drill away from streaming after the numbers were officially released.
We go like a month without talking about Cole.
This might be the last time until the album drops. He was projected to do 160,000. He did 119,000. He did end up on the Billboard Hot 100 at number 7 or 6 or something like that. 7 Minute Drill. I think it was like number 6. It seems as if he waited until the numbers came and then pulled it. I still don't like the fact that he dissed No Name and that shit's still sitting up there. So, but listen,
yeah,
I love my favorite quote. I saw somebody says, "I got the song downloaded so I can never listen to it again." So no big deal.
Like,
he wasn't gonna go back to that one. That wasn't the one. Chris Brown and Quavo, they had a little back and forth. Chris Brown was on,
but no one paid attention to it because everything else was popping off.
Yo, this weekend was so busy. I had to check to see if Big Sean dropped some shit because they always be stepping on Big Sean stuff. He good. He didn't do nothing. I don't know if his son turned one or nothing. I checked. I was like, all right, let's make sure. But yeah, Chris Brown was dissing Quavo. I'm so tired of men talking about women. This is all about women because Quavo had dated Karrueche for a hot second. So then that was on Freak on the Deluxe 1111 album. And then Quavo came back on Tinder with allegations of him being an abuser and stuff like that. This is all right, whatever, man.
I think that was so like Quavo, you're reaching, just let it go, bro.
He said,
you could have been funnier than that.
Oh, yeah,
and then you're not even with this woman either. I don't he was disrespecting her, like, little bitch, man, because I fucked your little bitch. I said, damn, this guy is crazy. He called her a little bitch.
All right, y'all ready to get to a little bit of Coachella before we get out of here?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think I got Sarah's. Let's see. Hold up, real quick. You catch any of it, Manny Fontaine? You watch any of it? Or no.
No, I don't. You know, I don't care about no Coachella. I heard that T-Pain was the best at Coachella. I saw somebody say that.
I got Sarah's. This is Sarah's song of the summer already, Manny Fontaine.
If I was a bad bitch, I wanna fuck me too. I wanna suck me too. I wanna suck me too.
This is the song of the summer. This little two-minute song.
Oh, I know what this is, yeah. It's a remix or something like that.
Slut Me Out Too.
Yeah, Slut Me Out Too.
So he get on that stage and do his little dance.
He does.
Man, y'all have no idea how many women are like throwing their panties at this little boy.
Well, Sarah, you could throw your panties at him. May 12th, he'd be at Joliet, Illinois at the Forge, Sunday, 7 p.m.
That's not like a place where people would get shot.
I don't know where the Forge is at. And that's Mother's Day anyway. I believe that's Mother's
Day. Yeah, there's going to be some moms throwing their panties at this little boy. You should have heard the girls on Lipstick Alley.
They think he's queer baiting. He's like, yo, I love the LGBTQ community. Y'all like my music. I fuck with y'all.
He's seen what happened with the baby. The baby said something about gays, and his career ain't been the same since.
No, it hasn't. Uzi Vert was out there voguing, playing but he been sassy.
The song is hard still, though.
Yeah, that song is hard. It's built for the clubs.
I don't even think about it as a gay song. He's just saying, I'm so
you can hear the
I got so much Riz, I want to fuck me too.
Yeah, and that boy Jermaine, 40 years old, he said Riz. Yeah. Casual conversation too.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, man.
Casual, it just rolled off the tongue. He had to think about it. He said, "What the kid say, Riz?" No, he just said, "No, just do it." But you can tell that shit can go off in the clubs. It got a driving bass. Tyler, the Creator, funny. He had Childish Gambino perform on the stage. His album, he said, is finished, and he got another one on the way. The last Childish Gambino album coming. Charlie Wilson was on stage with him. He was playing the piano, and they went out. Was it Outstanding and went into Earthquake? I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
I have not seen it because it was last night, and we are in the Midwest, but I heard, Doja Cat did an amazing job. They said her performance was really great. Had a South African choir or something.
A South African choir.
Yeah.
Were they all white?
No, there were black people on the stage. A dinosaur was there. I saw a little bit of clips, but I didn't get a chance to see it.
You know who did an amazing job? I did like John Baptiste. Enjoyed him.
Yeah,
he brought out Juvenile. That was cool. Amazing. Victoria Monet.
I heard it was good too. Yeah.
Fucking went up there and killed it. But that ain't the big story though, right?
What's the big story?
Who was it? Which one of the little Latin stars was there last night? J Balvin?
Oh yeah, he brought out Will Smith.
Yep. And then Men in Black, which I did not understand.
I didn't get that either.
I was like, did he remake this song? Did he use the beat on his album?
I thought he was going to be in a black and white suit. Nope. I was like, what is
going on? First of all, everybody knows that's a real groovy song, though. I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
because the original is
Patrice
groovy.
Yeah. There was a mini Fuji reunion.
Oh, Lauryn Hill came out.
Yeah, Wyclef came out with YG Marley, her son. I didn't see any of the No Doubt, but I heard it was good. So, I mean, well, I didn't hear anything bad, so I assume it was good.
No Doubt.
Lana Del Rey and Billie Eilish was on stage. Billie Eilish announced her new album coming.
Jermaine, I don't know. Jermaine, that is not how the song goes. They do not say No Doubt. They say Don't Speak.
Don't
Speak.
Man, I was like, what is you singing?
Sarah been waiting to get you back.
I said their name first.
Listen, she been waiting to get you back since you killed us when we was trying to do that Michael McDowell song. That's all that was.
Yeah, she was ready for that.
The hell?
I mean, y'all did horrible on that, though.
To be fair.
I mean, yeah. Everybody knew y'all did, though. I'm sorry. Flip this up and put it out there. Go ahead. Clip it up and say, look at this fool said No Doubt.
Hey, he said, get your shit off.
She said, I'm ready.
Anything before we get into our rest in pieces? Because it was a couple of big ones this week, man.
Yeah.
Mr. C passed away.
Yeah, that was a big one.
The DJ for Big Daddy Kane. He's the one who discovered Biggie.
Supposedly his Biggie mixtape is like one of the best mixtapes in like hip hop history.
I went to a SoundCloud and checked out. I don't know which mixtape this was though. Which one are you talking about?
I don't know. It's on YouTube though.
Biggie mixtape. I went to a SoundCloud and listened to a couple of his mixes he got on there. Oh, the Best of Biggie 1995 Classic is probably what you were talking about.
I think that's it.
I got a list of that. It's 1 hour and 31 minutes. Nothing but freestyle. So, yeah, he passed away at the age of, I think, 57.
Rico
Wade of Organized Noize, who was instrumental with TLC, Goody Mob, Outkast, the Dungeon Family, passed away at the age of 52. And I saw people recommending the Netflix documentary, The Art of Organized Noize. It's not even up there right now. Can't even get it. I was like, wait. I went to Netflix. I'm like, all right, let me watch this, you know, before the pod. And it's not there. So rest in peace to Rico Wade. Rest in peace to Mr. C. Oh, man.
You ain't going to say rest in peace to OJ Simpson? We don't do sports or not?
I mean, I guess. I don't want nobody to be tortured in hell. I mean, in the afterlife, but okay. We don't do sports. Yeah, he did die with his battle of cancer at 76, I think he was, something like that. Nobody even knew he had cancer.
Yeah, I know.
Sarah, do you want to recommend your what's name? We stand on this, man. I didn't move from this. Go ahead, sir.
Recommend what?
Your documentary that you love watching?
Oh, yeah, that ESPN 30 for 30, Made in America.
Yeah,
OJ Simpson story. Sarah loves watching that
documentary.
One of the greatest documentaries I have ever seen.
It is good.
It was amazing. Because what they do, it like 30 years or something after? No, it wasn't 30 years. There was some reason why they did it. Was it?
It might have been 25. It might have been 2019 when it came out.
I feel like this came on during COVID, though. But, you know, everything between 19 and now is a blur.
I said it might have been 25 years because the verdict was 1995. The chase was 94. And it might have came out in 2019 or 2020 when it came out.
Yeah, I'm thinking it came out during COVID. But, I mean, it was a great documentary. And anytime it comes on, our little streaming thing, I just watch it. I just pay attention to it. I mean, the stories in there were just amazing. The like firsthand accounts of people dealing with OJ and things like that. Amazing.
Actually, it was 22 years or 21. It came out in 2016.
Okay.
But it's really, really, really good documentary. Yeah, a fascinating life And you can, I'm not using that in the past, the positive connotation, but this man had the world in his hands. He was lovable, likable.
Yeah.
And then he did the unthinkable. And then when
did
you
he
got
know?
And then we're not doing that. When you get then when you get away, you know, get away with it or acquitted, I should say, but then found guilty in a civil trial, you can't even lay low and chill. That's what you want. That's the story I got about, like,
I mean, he was a great sports player. Like, I think he's amazing. I think ESPN did a bad job saying, you know, rest in peace. Because look, we take things.
They did a bad job saying rest in peace.
No, the Heisman did it.
They did it real, like, they didn't do it good. They did a distasteful kind of. And I understand the distaste behind O.J. Simpson. But the only reason we know him is for sports. If he was a regular person, we wouldn't know none of this shit. Right?
And that's everything. That's what I'm saying? That's everything. Like, if Puffy was just a regular person, we wouldn't know this story.
But we still, as a sports person, he still was good at being a running back.
I think, you know, here's the thing I think about with rest in peace. I think you say rest in, like, we don't say Hitler rest in peace. So I think that's the line they're trying to toe in media. They'd be like, we don't want it to seem like we care about this man's death because we didn't care about his life after he murdered.
To me, anybody that dies, I say rest in peace. Anybody who dies. To me, after you're dead, I don't have any type of... I don't have grief for anybody,
here's one thing, which I'm saying that is great, but you also have to have the everybody ain't like me, so that's what they do.
Yeah, and I understand when people are grieving and having a hard time with it, I understand that, but you have to realize that these people are gone. They're not of this world anymore, and we don't have time to be getting into quarrels over stuff that can never be solved or never be understood. You know,
The funny thing is that Caitlyn Jenner said good riddance, and people went in on her, and then they said, that's the same thing you said to your penis. And I was like, damn.
I just see people be very mean, and I'm just like,
I think there's two sides. There is the, you know, being nice, just saying rest in peace. There's the being me. I feel like you should, like, be neutral, if anything. You don't gotta, I didn't tweet rest in peace. I'm glad he did.
I was like,
I'm just saying, like, I didn't see none of those. That's why I was just like, yeah, OJ died. Like, he died. I hope his pain is over.
Well, let's be for real. You know, he took the secret with him to his grave.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I think also that book didn't help things. You can't do the
Yeah.
I was like, what are you doing? What the hell is that about?
I just think it's like super weird that, like, you have to have some real disdain for someone that if they get killed or whatever, or they die unexpectedly, that you're just like, time to go play golf. Like, that's how I feel like he led his life. Like, let me go play some golf and get over this.
Yeah. And we all agree differently. That's what he would tell you if he was here today. Anything else? We got Brenna somebody. Sorry for the Chicago Sky. We didn't get Angel Reese because I think she got picked before us.
Oh, yeah.
Caitlin Clark. Tell Eliana we can't see Caitlin Clark. Maybe we'll be able to see Angel Reese. I think she went to Minnesota, if I'm correct.
Okay.
So we can see somebody.
Them tickets ain't going to be no cheaper.
It'll be a little bit cheaper, man. Depending on maybe the Chicago
what
Sky.
What you looking for in the NBA? The playoffs. You ready? How far did the Bulls
I was thinking about betting. I think the Golden State Warriors and the Lakers are going to make the playoffs. I think the Clippers are going to get past Dallas in the first round. And remember, we're bad at this. So if y'all want to bet the opposite, easy money, baby. on the east side, I think it's 76ers and who else is on that? Oh, the Heat?
76ers, Heat.
I know the Bulls ain't going to do it.
The Players, Atlanta Hawks, and Bulls. Bulls going to beat the Atlanta Hawks. I don't care what you say.
I think they'll win that one, but the Bulls got to win twice.
Yeah, that's
the problem.
They do have to win twice. But the Milwaukee Bucks are... Giannis is hurt, so you don't have to worry about that.
Oh, never mind. It looks like the Bulls went and got Angel Reese.
The Bulls went and got Angel
Reese. I mean, sorry. The Sky. Chicago Sky got Angel Reese. They picked her at number 7.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, don't matter who we play.
There we go.
We can see Angel Reese. And that means that Chicago and Indiana got to keep playing against each other. I mean, that they're already in the same division. So Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark got to keep going against each other. That's good. All right. We out here? Anything happen, Sarah, while we doing this?
Nothing
other
big.
Than Robin Dixon being fired.
Yo, it was a Housewives-filled news day.
Oh, and I don't believe this story about people, black men drooling over Lotto's mama. I've seen bad white women, and this ain't no bad white woman.
Ain't nobody
drooling over this woman.
So Lotto posted a pic of her mom at 15 holding her. So Lotto's mom basically got pregnant, you know, and gave birth at the age of 15.
Yeah, she looked like a little adorable sitcom white girl here. I was talking about the picture where she's like in her little short shorts. You on your phone, right?
Who?
Yeah, yeah.
I could just hit copy.
Let me see this photo, because I only seen them.
She ain't ugly, but it's like, I'm not drooling.
She looked like Lotto, though.
Yeah, she looked like her mama.
What's Lotto's name?
I sent you the picture. Just like, okay.
Yeah.
I think the person who put the message is just trying to get some reaction. Like, black men are drooling over Lotto's normal-looking mother has her going viral. Maybe Twitter wilding, but now that you get them blue check marks, everybody be doing things just to get the little bit of money you get off of that. So,
wait, you could get paid off that shit?
Yeah, you gonna buy your blue check mark and try to get engagement? You get paid for engagement. I don't know how much they making, but that's why you can't trust anything on Twitter anymore because people just be saying things just to be saying it.
Yeah.
All right, that is it. At one and only. At Kicks and Coffee, at Manny Fontaine, at Studio Flow Pod. Until next time, guys. Peace.
Peace.